to save the day.
Welcome to Mighty House. This is a radio show for people with problems. Home improvement problems, that is. Send an email now to robbie@mightyhouse.net or call into the show at 877-711-5611. From foundation leaks to roof repairs, the Mighty House team is on the job. You're listening to Mighty House.
I think the people on the other side of the radio heard the dun-dun-dun-dun-dun part. So
gotcha.
Let's try this. Good morning, Chicago. I'm Ron Calgo. The Mighty House team is on the air. This is where we discuss all your home improvement issues, from foundation leaks to roof repairs. Do you have a problem with your house and don't know what to do? You can give us a call, 877-711-5611. Maybe you need to know how to install a tile floor, repair a plumbing problem, replace a switch or an outlet. You can give us a call, 877-711-5611. We've got open phones right now, so get your questions in. In the first hour, we'll be taking your calls, and we'll have the Mighty House Tip of the Week with Rich Calgo. In the second hour, we'll be taking your calls and have Clutter Clarity with Robbie Earhart. In the third hour, we're going to talk to Mark Klein from Klein Tools, and I forgot to bring in my new favorite Klein tool that I just recently picked up. It was very cool. It's not one of those, Robbie, but it is similar to that. It says Klein on it. So we'll be talking to Mark Klein and see what the latest is with the Klein Tool Company. And you can join us on Facebook Live right now, brought to you in part by First Northern Credit Union. First Northern Credit Union is the only community credit union in Evanston. Visit them at fncu.org to learn more about the benefits of a credit union membership in your community. We're broadcasting worldwide and live at mightyhouse.net, tunein.com. We're also on the Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Video clips of the show are available at mightyhouse.net and on our Mighty House YouTube channel. You can follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And you can give us a call on the Mr. Floor helpline. It's 877-711-5611, and you'll have a chance to win your choice of Mr. Floor cleaning products. They're all non-toxic and environmentally safe, and you can learn more at MrFloor.com. You're not on yet, Robbie.
You didn't turn me
on? No, you're not. I can't hear any of that.
No, we could hear her.
You can hear her?
I could.
Try that
again. Hear her.
Try it again, Robbie.
You can hear me?
Oh, there. Now we can. Yeah, now, okay. Now we got you.
I got the bad headset.
You did?
Yeah. Phew, I'm here.
You made it.
I did.
Well, you have two dogs this morning?
Yes. Well, outside of my dog, I'm helping a neighbor with their dogs. And I'm like, sure, you know, I'll take care of your dogs. And I'm like, like I have the radio. Okay. So as long as they poop.
Uh-huh.
And they pooped.
Oh, okay.
So thank you very much.
At 7:09, 9 minutes after the hour, we've already said the word. The magic word has been said at 9 a.m.
I did say poop. I'm sorry. Sorry, Rich.
And that's
I don't care.
That's a minute and a half into the show. So,
yep.
Hey, it's over with. Boom, done. Taken care of. Check that first box. Check that box. Go. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
And you have a lovely T-shirt on to commemorate your historic Route 66.
Oh, ride. Yeah. I did that a few weeks ago. That was a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So that was...
That is a good drive. We did that. We hopped in a car, took a couple of weeks, and just drove Route 66 out west. That's a great trip.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know, I boogied through Missouri, Kansas, Oklahoma. You moved pretty fast. Missouri? Oh, That's a stop and go nightmare. Rarely do you get up above 45 miles an hour going across through there. It's really.
And you're on Route 66.
Uh-huh.
Is it just a two lane highway?
Oh yeah. Oh no, it's all two lane. But
slow?
But it's just because you're in. There's just like a town after town after town after town, and you don't really ever get moving.
Well, the only time there's only two places you really don't want to be on Route 66. The first one is Illinois because it's the frontage road on I-55.
Uh huh.
So there's nothing to see here, other than when you get off at further south, there's the maple syrup.
Yep.
In the fall, the guy makes his own maple syrup. That's good. And then St. Louis.
Right. Yeah. Boogie around St. Louis.
It goes right through a neighborhood you don't want to be in, and you'd end up like family vacation there, Chevy Chase. Your cars would
get... You'd lose the tires on your car.
Yes.
Yeah. So there's a couple of, you know, at least through Illinois, though, you're moving along. You're cruising through the farmland. You're moving. Mm-hmm. And then you pull off in these little towns that are along the way. So that part was pretty cool. You know, so it wasn't nearly as bad. I was getting frustrated with Missouri because of the lack of being able to just cruise.
Yeah, so yeah, like when we did it, though, you get the books because it's designed to go from Chicago to Santa Barbara.
Yep.
And it's actually kind of cool if you get the book and that there's a number of them out there, but it'll tell you what's coming up, what to look for, you know, great places to stop, the Greasy Spoons. It's a great trip.
Yeah. Yeah, and I just did it following the signs. So
yeah.
I'd get off track and then I'd stop and get, you know, pull up the GPS, get back on track and then head off again. So it was cool.
Speaking of great trips.
Yeah.
Don told me to ask.
Uh-huh.
Oshkosh, Oshkosh, Oshkosh.
Yeah, I know. I'm not sure we're going to do it or not.
I gots to? Yeah.
I don't know.
You said you were going to fly and pick up your dad.
Yeah. I'm not sure. I think we're going to push that off till next year. Yeah.
Well, then you better find some camping trip to.
Oh yeah, no. Well, we'll figure something out. Hey, we're taking care of some personal business here on the.
No,
we're planning our next trip. So we'll ask, when are you going off to take your trip then, Rich? Isn't there a weekend?
Which trip would that be?
Usually, there's a weekend that you take off. Like last year, you took off, and then we just left Robbie in charge of the show for a weekend.
Well, to answer that question, I've got 2 weeks, two Saturdays in September.
Oh, okay.
Because I'd be as if I don't live on an island enough. I'm going to the Bahamas, but it's our 25th wedding anniversary, so got a week trip planned there. So I'll be off the 2 weeks there.
Excellent.
Unless I have really good Wi-Fi, because you know Lucy Light travels on my phone.
Yeah, there you go. That could happen. It'll work. So
I think I'm traveling both those days. But anyway,
yeah,
it is what it is.
Yeah.
It's his.
I think we need to do our little bit on sub pumps again because.
Oh, my God.
I had a feeling that might come up today because I was kind of checking the weather and stuff around. So I thought that just might pop up here or there today.
Yeah. No, there's been a little bit of water in the Chicagoland area. That has come down the past couple of days. So if you haven't been hearing your sump pump check valve clunking, then you might want to go down and check your, make sure your sump pump's working. But for the most part, we've had, roof leaking, you know, that normally don't leak because the gutters have been overflowing. So mm-hmm. you want to check your downspouts. Don't just clean your gutters. Clean the downspouts. Take a hose up there, hose them down, make sure they're draining properly. Make sure that they're extended away from the house a little bit. You don't want to dump them right at the bottom, you know, right at the foundation. So there was one house I was in yesterday that there was probably about an inch of water and there was a stream running over towards the floor drain. It was just
nice.
When you started down the steps, all you heard was like a waterfall. And that's how much water was going down the floor drain.
That's soothing.
Yeah, exactly. They had like a river in their basement. It was unbelievable.
So let me ask you a question. Yesterday morning, I got up and the gutter was like overflowing just in one spot of the house.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, you know, coming like...
Buckets.
Yeah, uh-huh. Over, but only in one spot. Mm-hmm. Why would that be?
That's the lowest point then within your gutter and the downspouts is clogged. Or can't handle the volume of the water.
That's what I'm wondering, if it can't handle the volume.
That could be, too. Or, you know, you don't have enough downspouts, because a lot of times you'll see a house with two downspouts and 150 feet of gutter, and there's just not
enough. That's because the two corners are that far away.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Does not make it efficient.
No.
Nobody wants one in the middle of their house.
Right. So you have to make sure you've got the right amount of downspout per gutter, feet of gutter also.
Got it.
And that they're pitched correctly and all that other stuff. So in a heavy rain, when you're getting 4 inches in an hour, you're not going to be able to handle a lot of, you know, the volume of that water. It is going to fill up the gutters and overflow them. So
great.
You just got to accept some of that.
Let's give our number out right away, because I'll bet there are a lot of people who have questions about the flooding. It's 877-711-5611. Hey.
Hey.
Hold on. You guys, wake up, look outside, everything is flooded. 877-711-5611. Call us.
Get your John boat out. It's time. It's time to go to the store.
John boat?
Right. Uh-huh.
You don't know what a John boat is?
A toilet.
No.
No, it's a flat bottom.
John boat. We'll look it up and talk about it during the break.
I know what those...
This is Mighty House.
Mighty House will return.
See this hammer in my hand?
Yeah, I'm going to find that sad finder. What does it look like?
And a level.
What is a level?
Don't you know what a level is?
Yeah, it's something you advance to in a video game.
It's Mighty House. Call Mighty House now at 847-475-1590 and get all your answers from the experts.
This is Mighty House.
We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net, TuneIn.com. We're also on the Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts of previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. You can find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. You can follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And if you give us a call on the Mr. Floor Helpline, 877-711-5611, you'll have a chance to win your choice of Mr. Floor cleaning products. They're all non-toxic and environmentally safe, and you can learn more at MrFloor.com. All right. Mm-hmm. For those of you that are on the Facebook Live, you can see Rich is in studio today. He lost his arms in the process, but that's okay. Maybe it's just your left arm. I think it's just your left arm that's
missing. I don't know. If I just spread them out a little, maybe it gets the outline. It is funny.
That is very cool. I mean, the ceiling is in there and everything. It's perfect.
Yeah, I'm in the studio today.
Yeah.
Or I could be on the job site.
Oh, there you go. Now he's on the job site. He ran out to the job. He's got to do something out there.
Or I just mess with your eyes.
Whoa.
What are you doing?
I'm in the studio today.
Yeah, he's in studio today. There you go.
It's software.
Yeah.
Instead of you staring at the backside of the bedroom I do this in.
Yeah.
Got background. But it doesn't like the whole outline thing too well.
No.
It's kind of weird.
It's all right. It's all good. So, if you had... careful. There's a microphone there.
I was going to wait.
Wait, I'll get to see that eventually.
Yeah.
Randall. Don't be laughing.
So if you've got a sump pump issue,
no laughing.
Here's another thing that we've run into recently is that the sump pump you do have is working and is flowing, but due to the volume of water that's coming in, the sump pump cannot keep up. So in that case, the proper thing there to do is you can stack your sump pumps if it's too small of a pit that you can't put two side by side, and then you run a separate pump in there set a little bit higher with a separate discharge pipe. If you tie it into the same pipe, you're never going to get rid of that same amount of volume of water. So
right.
You want to make sure that you put in a new pump, 2-inch line, and you run 2-inch pipe all the way out and just dump it out separately. That way you can eject even more water if needed. And if you're going to just to put in a backup system, a regular backup system would do the same thing, a battery backup. But run that discharge through a separate line also. It takes a little more time to do it that way. But if you did have a large volume of water and, you know, all of a sudden the backup pump was turning on not because you lost power but because the pit is filling up, you're going to be able to discharge all that water and get rid of it. So that's another good thing, too.
Get a 3-inch commercial pump. You could clear the whole basement in 12 minutes.
In 30 seconds, it's all dry. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that'll work, too.
Yeah, so I listen to another station while I'm at my desk all day.
Yeah.
And it's a Chicago station, and it's kind of funny because between the time change or the time difference, the hour, and the weather.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you know, they'll be talking about it's pouring and, you know, we got the severe thunderstorm watches and all that. And I look out the window. I'm like, nah, it's nice out.
Yeah.
But I forget. And then you guys have been getting hammered lately.
Yes. Yeah. This
last
week,
couple of days anyway.
Yeah. This past week, we've gotten quite a bit of rain. I got the ride back from Wisconsin in it, too, on the motorcycle, too. So
when?
That was Thursday.
Oh, my gosh.
It was nice and dry when I left to go up there for a meeting. And when I was on my way back, Like, uh-oh. Put on the rain gear and kept on driving home. So that's the way it goes. So I got a little damp, but it was all right.
A little damp?
Uh-huh. Yeah. So, all right. You okay, Robbie?
Yeah. What,
are we all up on the Facebook and you're rocking there? No issues?
I am not on the Facebook machine yet. Okay. I am on the Mighty House Dear Robbie machine right
okay.
now.
Okay. Yeah. And?
And just clearing out old ones. But the Dear Robbie is robbie@mightyhouse.net.
Okay.
If you have a question.
Sure.
And I can tell you about something that's going on tomorrow.
Okay.
All right. So now Restore Chicago has a special event tomorrow. Do you know about this?
I saw something about it.
What did you see?
An email. That's about as far as I got. And I started to read it, but then the phone rang, and then I didn't. Should I play this for you, though?
No.
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 No, you don't want that?
I want to play How Much Is That Doggy in the Window.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, can you play that song? Randall?
Sure. Randall's busy.
Doing what?
I don't
know.
Trying
to get the station back live?
Yeah. He's working on things.
The one with the squiggly tail. Now, I'm looking online at Facebook. Okay. So, Habitat for Humanity, Restore Chicago. We love it.
Yeah.
Right? They are at 6040 North Pulaski Road in Chicago. So, that's the corner, just about the corner of Pulaski and Peterson.
Uh-huh.
People in my neighborhood are finally realizing how awesome it is. And you know what's happening tomorrow?
What? No.
Sunday.
Sunday, Sunday, Sunday!
There you go.
That was, we could not have planned that better. Randall's giggling to himself. You're like a little girl. Someone's tickling you. Go ahead. What do you have to say?
In the window. The one with the waggly tail. How much is that doggy in the window?
There's new hope that doggy's for sale.
Okay. So, what's happening? They're hosting a meet and greet.
A meet and greet?
A meet and greet.
Oh, yeah?
They're going to have meat?
What, beef? Chicken?
Dog.
No.
Tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m.,
yeah.
They're hosting a meet and greet with some of their furry friends from Chicago Canine Rescue.
Oh, cool.
Chicago Canine Rescue is awesome.
Yeah.
They are in Chicago. They're not too far from the Restore. They're probably like a mile and a half, maybe away. They're both in my neighborhood, so that makes me happy.
Uh-huh.
But you can go by, check out the first of all, the Restore, which is amazing. My husband, the other day, there's like new floor mats in the house by the back door. I'm like, oh, Restore. He's like, yep. They're awesome.
Do they say go away?
They should. But no, and then the little kids from the neighborhood saw them, they're like, they're sparkly. They have like some, they're like almost like fake.
Glitter?
It's like some glitter thread through them or something.
Okay.
They're not supposed to be,
right.
But there's just something in them that the kids like, you know, it sparkles.
Uh-huh.
So anyway, so the Restore is having tomorrow, June 24th, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Okay.
And leave my poor sweetheart alone.
How much is that doggy in the window?
If
we don't know.
He has a dog, he won't be lonesome.
Woof, woof.
And the doggy will have a good home.
Woof, woof.
How much is that doggy in the window?
Randall.
Woof,
woof. The one with the wag.
You okay?
So you will not be able to adopt on site.
Randall just got up and left. He's locking the door and leaving.
It's 7:28 in the morning, and I already need a beer.
Right?
Well, why don't you go have a smoke?
Oh!
How dare you smoke, Randall? Randall.
I'm going to leave that one alone.
Yeah.
It's...
Uh-huh. Hands up. He's...
Okay. So... We'll talk later.
Okay, so go to the Restore.
So go to the Restore. There won't be any on-site adoptions. You know, some places you could adopt right on-site,
right.
But this you can't, but you can check them out. And then you just go like a mile and a half down the street, practically just down the street, and then you can adopt them if
you want. Take the dog for a walk back to the to the pet center and then check them out.
You can't walk them back there. However, you can walk the dogs there.
Okay.
Now, there are other places, because I went last week with a friend of mine who's looking to adopt or foster a dog, mm-hmm. and I went to another very well-known place, and they have a lot of strict rules. So as my sister says, either they are too strict mm-hmm. or Chicago Canine is not strict enough.
Uh-huh.
But at Chicago Canine, you can volunteer to walk dogs. And again, it's in my neighborhood, and there are people just walking dogs, you know, all day long. It's so cool to see. So a nice thing you can kind of do is if you're thinking of adopting a dog,
mm-hmm.
you can go walk it a couple times.
Yeah.
You know, so
make sure it doesn't drag you across the street.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, or if you want to get out in the neighborhood, it's a beautiful day. You can do all that. So it's very cool. It's a wonderful place. And it's a no kill.
Uh-huh.
So, and we love Restore. We love Habitat Restore. So
they've got a couple of good sales going on over
do
there,
they?
Too. Yeah. I couldn't remember what it was.
Okay.
Now
I'm going to look and see.
Yeah. See, now you got to look it up. I had all that paperwork sitting on my desk to bring in and talk about. But the Restore Elgin is another great place. So if you're out that way, you can stop. And that's on 30, right? You take 90 west to 30, and you head south on 30 there a little bit, and it's on your right-hand
right,
side.
Right, on your way to the casino.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
So you could save money at Restore and mm-hmm. have more to gamble.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Randall likes that one. So you can do that, of course. And then there's the one in Chicago and on Pulaski. And they've also got one in Gurnee, and there's one in a couple other places there. I think there's eight in the area. So you can go to the Restore website and find the closest one to you. The one in Gurnee's really got a great selection of stuff, too. That's a pretty big place. So, all right. Restore.
Yes.
Elgin.
Yes.
Chicago.
And Chicago. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, look at this. They have stage curtains. Okay, now I'm in trouble.
Now, that's what Rich needs for his backdrop. Hey, your arms came back, Rich. Congratulations.
Yes, if I don't move too quickly and you keep a certain form, it does a better job. But see, I lost part of my headset.
Did you? Yeah, I can't see
what?
That part.
This says they have several hundred office chairs.
Yes, that was the thing.
For $2.
Uh-huh. And they're not the nasty looking ones either. They look like they're semi comfortable.
Oh my gosh!
Maybe we go down there and get some for the station. We'll take the try. Yeah, see, Randall's agreeing.
Tell your brother. Now I'm posting this on Facebook so that everybody can see this. Oh my gosh! Okay, I'm gonna copy WCGO on this.
All right, we'll be back right after this.
This is Mighty House.
Mighty House will return.
It's Mighty House. Call Mighty House now at 847-475-1590
and get all your answers from the experts.
This is Mighty House.
Join us on Facebook Live right now, brought to you in part by First Northern Credit Union. First Northern Credit Union is the only community credit union in Evanston. Visit them at fncu.org to learn more about the benefits of a credit union membership in your community. And also by, let's see who we got there for its First Northern Credit Union. And then the next one, I think that'll pop up on the Facebook there.
Mr.
Oh, it's back to us. Yeah, where's Mr. Floor?
Was he there?
Oh, there's AWM Construction, awmroofing.com, if you need your roof repaired. Fast Signs of Lincolnwood, that's 80@fastsigns.com. And there's Mr. Floor, mrfloor.com. And I think it rotates back, yep, to WCGO. There we go. So we're broadcasting worldwide and live at mightyhouse.net, tunein.com. We're also on the Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts of previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to them at MightyHouse.net. Follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And you can give us a call on the Mr. Floor helpline. It's 877-711-5611, and you'll have a chance to win your choice of Mr. Floor cleaning products. They're all non-toxic and environmentally safe, and you can learn more at MrFloor.com. There we go.
So Randall used to crawl in sewers?
Yes.
Yeah, Randall used to get a little dirty.
Uh-huh.
What was your profession?
Sewer maintenance.
Sewer maintenance and repair.
Yeah.
Really?
See?
Really?
Really? I think, isn't it true
isn't that
like the 911 wires or something are all through the sewers or something like that? I know somebody who like repairs those or something. He says he's in the sewers all day.
Yeah, it's gross.
How long did you do it?
Just about a year.
Wow, that's a long time.
Yeah, I spent, half of it was spent rehabbing a wastewater plant that was out of code, and the other half was in holes.
Excellent.
Were there a lot of slugs there?
It was in Denver, so there was a lot of black widow spiders.
Ew!
We actually had a game where we'd grab two black widows from different holes and put them in a Gatorade bottle and watch them fight to the death.
Oh, nice.
That's how bored you get sometimes.
Okay. I have so much to say about that. I have so much to say. First of all, that's sad.
I never said I wasn't.
It's wrong. It's cruel. Have you ever been bit?
No, I have not been bit. I was just the one placing the bets. We had the other rookies grab the spiders.
Oh, okay.
And no one had ever been bit?
No, we were smart when we did it. We just took a Gatorade bottle and just...
But I mean, if you don't see one, I mean, you could just...
I've been bit by fire ants, but not a black widow.
But a fire ant, I mean, I guess if there's hundreds of them on you, they could kill you.
Okay, so I have a question.
Okay.
He was there less than a year, or about a year, and he's already talking about he wasn't low man on totem pole. There were other rookies that were there. What's the turnover rate at that place?
Once every 3 or 4 weeks, people find out, oh, wait, I go home smelling like caca every day.
Yeah.
And they're like, I don't want to do this job anymore.
Wow. He said caca.
He did.
Yeah.
He said poo.
I was with a client yesterday and she said caca.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't think I can work for you anymore. You said caca.
Yeah. So I guess that's a high turnover job, you know. That's pretty crazy if you can be there a year and you're not even low man at that point. So
yeah, and the crazier part about it is not only do you get to go down in smelly holes, you also get to deal with very, very dangerous chemicals.
Yes.
Sure.
Yeah.
There has to be a joke about you're not low man on the totem pole, you're high man in the sewer or something like that.
We all float down here.
Yeah. There you go. So what's it like being bit by 100 swarming fire ants?
It hurts a lot.
It hurts.
But it's just, you were bit by just one or like a whole?
I got about 8 or 9 bites.
Yeah.
Oh, I was, we were digging a new manhole and...
Person hole.
Yes. Ba-dunch. I can call it many things, but yeah.
PC.
We were digging a new access, and...
there you go. Nice save.
I was putting my shovel down, and I didn't look on where I was putting it, and I happened to put it in a fire ant mound. Oh. So I'm like, I just put my arm down, and all of a sudden I'm like, ow, 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 oh, God. And it started, they were just all up and down my arm biting me. I'm just like brushing them off. And those suckers burn for a couple of days.
Yes.
Is there a poison?
I did that golfing one day.
Sorry, Rich.
Had to miss the green. So I went off to the side to go chip my ball onto the green and stood right on one. Didn't even realize it until, you know, I chipped the ball. And all of a sudden, like you say, your ankle's on fire. Like, oh, crap.
Uh-huh. Whoops.
So is it a chemical that makes it burn?
Yeah, it's a poison. It's a... It's a poison when they bite, it actually injects into you. It feels like somebody's taking like a small lighter and lighting your little bit of flesh on fire.
Hence the name fire ant?
Fire ant, yes.
I thought because they were red.
Oh, there you go. That could
so
be.
That right. Teeny little ant bites so hard that it hurts.
Yeah. You all right, Randall?
Fly in the studio.
Hallucinogens you were talking about?
Apparently you gave up smoking in the last 10 minutes.
He's just swatting at air. That's pretty good.
And our phone number. Once again, if you would like to tell us your... Yeah.
Tell us aunt stories?
Yeah.
Not your aunt, like not like your
not,
mom's
like
sister.
Me, yeah. The crazy aunt.
Yeah.
Tell us the story about the thing you've been bitten by on the job.
Uh-huh.
Because we have to have this, like, you know, Mighty House. I guess anytime you
sure.
Okay. 877-711-5611.
So if you get a bee or wasp sting, does that count?
Yeah, but it has to be a good story. It can't be, I was stung. Yeah. Well, we've all been stung. Uh-huh. Suck it up, Buttercup. So it has to be a good story.
And Robbie loves getting bit by poison ivy. So mm-hmm. Does that count?
Mm-hmm. That my favorite summer was poison ivy, dog bite, and tick all in one summer.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah,
that makes a good summer.
Mm-hmm. That was lovely. All in Chicago.
Uh-huh.
In Chicago.
So, hey, Rich, did you see what the newest color is for to paint your front door if you're selling your house? To add $6,000, almost $7,000 to the sale of your home simply by painting your front door this color.
What color would that be?
It was a charcoal gray, so a dark gray or black.
No.
And it will add $6,000 to the sale of your home. All you got to do is paint your door black.
I don't know. That doesn't seem like a good idea.
That's a Zillow recommendation. They went back and looked at all their sales of their homes and what color all the colors and the color palettes for all of that. Yellow siding also is a loser. You'll lose
yellow
money.
On anything is.
Yeah. But if you want,
the only thing I would say though is I really wouldn't trust much at all what I read or see on Zillow.
Uh huh.
Because their Zestimates are usually crap,
uh-huh.
by a mile.
Uh-huh. But everybody uses them.
Yeah, and they're, if you have your house on there, even as the owner, it's not editable to where you can get your Zestimate up, where it should be, because they only allow you a few checkboxes. No, Zillow's just crap.
Yeah, so that was their deal. And then blue bathrooms, well, will sell more than the standard, like a white. So they had a whole color palette there that you could actually try out. So I was just curious. I think on the next place we're going to paint the door black and see if it sells faster.
Well, funny majority of the doors I use are either mahogany and a stained dark.
Yep.
Or we use a lot of iron doors, which you've never seen doors like these.
Yeah.
The door units are 10 feet wide, 14 feet tall.
Jeez.
My doors are four feet wide, 10 feet tall. And they're iron doors with, full glass.
Uh-huh.
So they're heavy.
What kind of framing are you hanging those on?
Oh, everything goes in block and it's bolted. They have welded tabs. They get bolted right to the block walls.
Holy smokes. Holy smokes.
Who we got? They hold up in a hurricane.
We got on the line there. Randall.
Nachi.
Noches. Okay. Buenas noches, Jeff.
Buenas noches.
Buenas noches.
Okay. Yeah, buenas noches. So, flat roof hatches.
Yes.
In Chicago, two flats.
Yes.
I've been stung probably half a dozen times by wasps that hang out there in the summertime. I hate them when I have to go up there.
Oh, yeah.
I knocked off two nests once, all at once, and had a swarm of wasps around me, and I had to jump off the ladder at 8 feet to get away.
Ugh.
Twisted my ankle.
Oh, my gosh.
And everything else, and still got stunk.
Yeah.
How many times on that one? And what can you do,
I think I got bit by three different wasps on that one thing.
Wow. There's this funny meme.
I just go pour peroxide on them and keep on going.
There's a funny meme that goes around. It's like, bees, they're cute and they make honey and, they pollinate flowers. Wasps, they're just buttholes.
They're mean.
Yeah.
They're just nasty. Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
So, especially when you knock their nest off the top bottom of the hatch that you're crawling through.
Right. So for those of you that are in the Chicagoland area, there was a story that's been running because I guess it's sweeps week or something now all of a sudden. So they put out these terrifying stories on the news. And since we've got Jeff on the line here, past president of Nachi, they were talking about how they hire all these home inspectors to come in.
Yeah.
And check out the house. And they create, problems for these inspectors to find, obvious problems. And then they don't find them, so then they're starting to knock the whole home inspection industry. And So where? Go, give us a quick rundown of where that was, where that story was shot.
Well, first, that was done in Virginia, and right. Virginia is actually a brand new licensing state. So before, I think it was 2017 or 2016, anybody in Virginia could have a flashlight and a screwdriver and be a home inspector. so they're just now getting into licensing. Number one. Number two, the thing they didn't even talk about in there is and I'm going to go bold here and say yep. either of the two associations of home inspectors, you know, that they should, that you should look into. And, of course, I would prefer you look into NACHI.
Correct.
And number three, I don't know what the standards of practice in Virginia are yet, but as far as outlets go, you know, the house they're showing was a vacant outlet. So most inspectors will test every outlet.
Okay, hang on, Jeff. We got a break coming up here. We'll hang on to you for a second here. We'll talk on the other side of the break.
This is Mighty House.
Mighty House will return.
Here I come to save the day.
Here they come to save the day.
This is Mighty House.
We're broadcasting worldwide and live, MightyHouse.net, TuneIn.com. We're also on the Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts and previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. And you can follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. And our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. All right, we got Jeff on the line here from NACHI. What is NACHI there, Jeff?
National Association of Certified Home Inspectors.
Okay. So if you need a home inspection, go ahead. Sorry, Jeff.
I said it's a worldwide group of trained home inspectors.
Right. And you guys have continue education and also certifications that you guys have run too. So there's a lot of updating and educational programs that you guys do that a lot of other associations don't do.
Correct.
So, okay. And so then if somebody is going to looking for a home inspector to come through because they're buying a house or they're going to be selling their house and they want to have it checked out and have you guys run through it so that way, you know, they can even show that to a potential buyer that here, look, the place has been checked out already. Here's what they found. And here are the repairs that we made. So if they wanted to do that, is there a difference then, you know, from a state licensed inspector to a NACHI inspector?
Yeah, state license is doing, you know, the bare minimum, which is what the state requires. State requires just a written report, and whether it's significantly deficient or in good condition, that's all they have to tell you. And they just have to describe the plumbing system and the electric system. Uh-huh. A NACHI inspector, at least all the ones I know, are using written reports with photographs telling you all about the maintenance in your house and all the other things you need to do. Most InterNACHI inspectors go above and beyond state required requirements. The difference is that most home inspectors are all using written reports now. The state only requires a minimal amount of work to be done. You know, you're really only supposed to have to do a representative amount of windows, a representative amount of outlets and things like that.
Right.
So, whereas NACHI inspectors always usually go above.
Yeah, they're hitting everything. So, all right. And so if you see that report and it comes through because somebody, you know, emailed it to you or something like that, make sure you just look for a NACHI home inspector. They're not all like, you know, they do those stories on the news thing.
I think I lost you.
Are you still there, Jeff? Nope. He's gone. Okay. So they do these news stories that are, you know, where they bash an industry. And so obviously they go after remodeling quite a bit, roofing and siding guys. So,
yeah, but I mean, back in the day, I mean, when the home inspection thing took off in Illinois alone, mm-hmm. it was the Wild West. And
yep.
I mean, it was a joke.
Yeah.
You know, people are like, oh, we've got to get a home inspection. I'm like, you're an idiot. You know, but that's the thing. No, it's changed a lot. I mean, when it first started, it was a lot of just nuts out there. Just, with a, you know, they had a tape measure and a flashlight or something. But
right.
No, I agree. NACHI, the certified home inspectors, they do a much better job, much more thorough, better reports.
Yep.
So that's the sort of the game changer.
Yep. So NACHI's across the country. You can check them out anywhere. And find out more information. We've got a link on our website. If you go to mightyhouse.net, you'll be able to find their information right there too. So, say thanks, Jeff. The phone dropped off there, so I appreciate the phone call. And are we ready for the tip of the week now?
Whenever you're ready.
Okay, here we go. 3, 2, 1.
Okay, Sparky.
Absolutely, Sparky. All right, this week's tip of the week, since it was supposed to be summer.
It's back to
apparently
spring.
You guys are now in April.
Yes, yeah, we went.
Unbelievable.
So you're in rainy season.
That's because I took the liner out of my jacket. Every time I take the liner out of my jacket, because it's hot out, it gets cold again. So
there you go.
I'll just leave the liner in my jacket.
Well, I mean, my friends up there, they were having the pool party last week. It was 90-some degrees, and, you know, and now it's probably still warm. It's just raining.
Well, it was 58 this morning when I left the house.
Oh, so that's a far cry from the 90. You can't have those kind of swings. All right, well, anyway, once it dries out and the weather warms up, it's time to paint.
Yes.
And you need to know how to choose the right type of paint.
Okay.
So you want to start off first, is the material, the substrate, or is it raw or new wood? So if it's raw or new wood, you want to coat the entire surface with an oil or alcohol-based stain-blocking primer. Mm-hmm. And then you want to finish that with a high-quality latex or oil-based paint. And then I always sand between coats, 120 grit sandpaper. But if I was doing like the whole side of a house, I don't sand it so much. Don't, you know, technically maybe you should, but nobody sands the side of a house.
Yeah, just take an orbital sander, though. All you got to do is scuff it up. You're not right. Trying to, you know, you want to knock the dirt off and scratch the previous surface so that the paint has something to grab onto.
Right. And but that's the big thing is, if you have stains, rust stains, or sap that bleeds through all the time, you can, you know, we all use Kills, and, you know, there's a couple of brands like that.
Right.
But if you buy those at the box store, most of those are water-based and will not block stains.
Correct.
It'll bleed through.
Yeah, it'll still bleed through.
So you have to go to a paint store, and Kills makes one that's alcohol-based. That one will block stains.
Yeah.
You know, so be careful what you buy. Read the label a little bit, and that might help you a little bit. All your wood surfaces, clean them with TSP or other non-residue cleaner, TSP, trisodium phosphate. It's not good for the lake and rivers, so use it sparingly.
Yes.
And, you know, don't get it all over the place. Actually, I don't even think they sell it in Chicago, do they? You have to go to the suburbs to get it.
I think so, yeah. I think so.
Coating with that alcohol base, that always makes the top coat look a lot better. If you're going to paint up some drywall, again, a good top quality acrylic latex primer for previously painted. You know, you could use the stain blocker again. But any good quality acrylic latex. And then the other thing is, I don't know if you're looking for an eggshell, a flat, or a semi-gloss, but if you're going to do semi-gloss or eggshell, you damn well better have your walls prepared, because they will show all flaws.
Yes. Yeah.
So, well, it can be very bad.
Nothing like high-gloss paint to show every imperfection in your ceilings and walls. So
exactly.
It's got to be – you'd almost have to, like, skim coat plaster – the walls and sand them down before, if you're going to use any kind of a sheen in your paint. So
yeah, that's why I was never a big fan of eggshell, and that was a big one more in probably the 80s, late 70s, 80s, where everybody was doing eggshell. But yeah, I never liked that stuff.
But now in Florida, they just popcorn everything. They just spray a texture on everything and don't even worry about it, right?
No, we do what we call light skip trowel on ceilings, but all my walls are smooth drywall.
Oh, are they? Okay.
Yeah, we don't do knockdowns and textures.
Okay.
We do level 5, which we're really more like level 4, but they say it's a level 5, but it's level 4. Level 5 is skin coat.
Okay. Excellent.
Fiber cement siding. Be honest with you, if you're looking to put siding on your house, fiber cement siding comes pre-finished from most any mill. And you'd be better off buying it pre-finished than trying to paint it. And then OSI, Ohio Sealants, that their quad 4 caulk,
Awesome.
You can order that in about 50 different colors.
Mm-hmm.
So you can get it color matched to any siding. And I mean, seriously, if you get that siding pre-finished, you won't have to paint it for 15 years. And all you have to do is put it up, caulk the joints at the corners. Done.
Yes. The cement board sidings are really, really pretty good. They hold up really well. So.
Well, I like it too because you blind nail it.
Yes.
You know what I mean? You're not putting a ton of nails, but the nails go up on the top, so the next course covers. So it's always nice.
Yeah. Nice clean look.
Fiberglass doors, acrylic latex primer. Any fiberglass? I hear that coming up in the background.
Yep.
Vinyl siding, don't paint it.
He's talking right over.
We'll be back right after this.